Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, the Bhagavad Gita on Living Your Dharma. Here's a quote from Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita. He says, quote, "It is better to strive in one's own dharma than to succeed in the dharma of another. Nothing is ever lost in following one's own dharma, but competition in another's dharma breeds fear and insecurity." End quote. Dharma. It comes from the Sanskrit dhri, which means to support, hold up, or bear. The word means many things, but according to Eknath Eswaran, the great translator of my favorite copy of the Bhagavad Gita, says that dharma implies support from within, the essence of a thing, its virtue, that which makes it what it is. On a larger scale, dharma means the essential order of things, this is a quote, an integrity and harmony in the universe and the affairs of life that cannot be disturbed without courting chaos. Thus it means rightness, justice, goodness, purpose, rather than chance, end quote. And there's also a highly personal application of dharma. In essence, we all have our own dharma, or purpose and reason for being alive. As Krishna states in the Gita, following someone else's dharma is dangerous. If you live your life trying to impress others and not fulfilling what you're here to do, you'll feel the pain. So how about you? Are you living your dharma, or are you struggling to fulfill someone else's ideas about who you should be and what you should do? Think about that. And in his great book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Deepak Chopra dedicates a chapter to his seventh law, the law of dharma. In that chapter, he has a bunch of great questions to help us discover and live our dharma. One of my favorites is, quote, "If you had all the money and all the time in the world, what would you do?" So I ask you, if you had all the time and all the money in the world, what would you do? I say it's time to bust out your journal and answer that one. Get on it and remember the Bhagavad Gita's wisdom on living your dharma.